This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idsty.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In Your Health Today, we begin with genetics. The Mayo Clinic has announced it is selling a new test that will help doctors figure out who will benefit from certain drugs. NPR's Joanne Silberna reports that pharmacogenetic testing is already helping many people.
Finding the right drug and the right dose for almost any disease is part of the art of medicine. But a few years ago, that art wasn't working for Marla Flood's son, Jacob. Jacob has autism, and his mother says a long history of biting, hitting, kicking, and scratching.
We had probably tried every drug there is for the treatment of his aggressiveness, his obsessive-type behaviors. He's always had a negative reaction to them, either an increase in his aggression or just some side effects that were very harmful to him.
His doctor at Cincinnati Children's Hospital, autism expert Patty Manning Courtney, says she'd seen it before.
Occasionally, there were patients who didn't respond or who got worse on medication, and that's actually not that uncommon of a scenario in children with autism, and it's a lot of trial and error practice with medicines.
Jacob Flood was put on Risperdal, a powerful antipsychotic that helps many children with autism and behavior problems. But it hurt Jacob, says his mother.
Jake started having tremors. He would just shake all over, unable to focus. I would give him his medication. He would sit down on my lap and just be a zombie. That's the only way I can really describe what he looked like.
Jacob's Hospital is a pioneer in the new field of pharmacogenetic testing. It offers tests for two genes that control how the body metabolizes 25% of all drugs, including some used for autism. The genes produce enzymes that break down the drugs. And sure enough, when Dr. Patty Manning ordered the tests on Jacob,
we got the testing obtained, and the results came back that he was an intermediate metabolizer for one enzyme system and a slow metabolizer for another, placing him in that small but significant minority of patients who metabolize differently.
In other words, a normal dose of Risperdal was actually an overdose for Jacob. So Marla Flood agreed to start her son back on the drug at an extra low dose.
Now he's not near as aggressive as he has been. I don't have bruises on me now.
The promise of pharmacogenetic testing is that people will get the right dose of the right drug. Sometimes the tests show a drug doesn't work. For example, when it comes to codeine, 7% of whites and 2% of blacks can't metabolize it. All people get are the side effects and none of the pain relief. There are commercial pharmacogenetic tests available. Only one is approved by the Food and Drug Administration. Tests cost about $300 to $600 and are often covered by insurance. Some university hospitals do their own testing, and the Mayo Clinic offers some tests nationally. Pharmacogenetics pioneer David Flockhart of Indiana University says the question is, who should be tested and when?
Well, you could argue that everybody should at birth. I mean, we may eventually end up there.
Flockhart says it will take more research before doctors embrace the tests. So what if you're currently taking a drug that doesn't seem to be doing anything, or worse, is only creating bad side effects? Flockhart says, talk to your doctor.
You know, we're getting better at this, and patients are their own best advocates. So I think it's very reasonable for people to say, is there any way to predict whether or not I'm going to get side effects from this drug or whether or not it'll work? Because I know there are tests coming along.
Other experts, including Russ Altman of Stanford University, say pharmacogenetics is such a new science that most doctors didn't learn about it in medical school. And he says clinicians have to find a laboratory that offers the test and learn how to read the results. The FDA already recommends doctors consider a gene test before prescribing certain drugs for breast and colon cancers, as well as the attention deficit hyperactivity drug Strattera. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.